You are listening to the Better Together podcast, brought to you by the National Association of Free Will Baptists.
Welcome to the Better Together podcast, where we look for ways we can work together to advance the cause of Jesus Christ. Today we have with us the director of Masters Men, Ken Akers, but you may not be aware that Masters Men is also responsible for our disaster response teams that go out from time to time when we have difficulties. So, Ken, thank you for coming and being with us today, my friend.
Well, it's my pleasure. I'm honored to be able to be here and share about the Ministry of Disaster Response.
It seems like there is always some sort of disaster that you guys are responding to. What are the main disasters that people in our area, that Free Will Baptists, face today?
Well, obviously, hurricanes along the coast, along the eastern seaboard, and that's how we really got started after a series of hurricanes went and hit the east coast of North Carolina, such like that. That's what got us started. Our first response was when we went to Gulfport, Mississippi back in 2005 after Hurricane Katrina, and then we've been doing different things since that. We've responded to flooding, as we did recently in Waverly, Tennessee. We've done tornadoes that's hit all over the country, including right here in Nashville. We also have responded to ice storms. Another ice storm hit Tennessee several years ago. So wherever there's a disaster, a natural disaster, that's where we try to mobilize and go help.
Yeah, and so you think about anything that can go really wrong, our teams are often responding to those. I'm listening to the radio or I'm watching the news and I hear about something. What can your average Free Will Baptist do to step up and help in those situations?
Well, obviously, the more hands and feet on the ground, the better it is. And we've had teams from all over the country. Just recently up in Kentucky after the tornadoes went through there, we were in Bowling Green, had a group all the way from Locust Grove, Oklahoma, come out and work with us. But we've had groups from Illinois and North and South Carolina, Georgia, Florida, just all over that have responded and done great. We have actually been able to provide opportunities for people in different areas to go, and through gifts and different things over the years, we're now able to have trailers in different areas of the country so that we can respond a little bit quicker. We've just sent a trailer out to Locust Grove. The group out there said they would be willing to help and mobilize out there. We've got a trailer down in Star City, Arkansas. We've got one up in Glasgow, Kentucky. And then down in Florida, we have a trailer down there, in addition to what we keep here at our national office. Then we've got partners. We have an Illinois Masters Men disaster response teams up there, and they have a trailer and different equipment they use. Chris Todd in South Carolina. South Carolina has a disaster response team. We've got a trailer down in Mississippi that belongs to Mississippi Masters Men. And then other groups around that are volunteers just come in and help when they can.
Mm-hmm. And so they'll often usually go to these places. And one of the things that I hear you say often is immediately after there's a disaster, you can't always go in. Sometimes it takes us a couple of days, but folks can contact the office and get information about that. And they can always send funds that can go in a couple of days, even sometimes a couple of weeks after a particular event.
Absolutely. A lot of people don't understand. Immediately after, you've got a lot of things to contend with. If it's a major disaster, you have search and rescue, where you have groups coming in that are trained to come in and search for survivors and for, unfortunately, for bodies in some cases. Then you've got FEMA that wants to come in and, you know, evaluate what's going on. And then homeowners have insurance, and insurance agents need to come in and see what shape the buildings are in. You can't just go in and start tearing out without the insurance seeing, or they may not pay. So you got to take your time of coming in. There have been several times that we've been able to go immediately in and help, but other times it may be a week or two before we can actually go in. You don't want to go in and get in the way of people that are trained to do that. And what we normally try to do is go in and help in cleanup, mm-hmm. Removing trees, downed trees and brush and stuff like that. Also going into houses, tearing out sheetrock flooring if we need to, and helping in that way.
Mm-hmm. And so I'm hearing about something, I can try, I want to do something immediately. Well, I could contact you all, although it would be important that they would already have received the DRT training to be better equipped at that. Or I could just send funds, where you guys are often using that to respond to, and in some cases, even gift cards. You're able to purchase gift cards to give to people in particular situations.
We have a lot of times when people have lost everything, they can use a gift card or cash, and you know, we'll do that to help people go out and buy the needed necessities they've got. We have some ladies groups that have, and men's groups too, that have done both hygiene kits, where they take a plastic shoebox and fill it full of personal items, toothpaste, toothbrush, soap, different things like that, and then cleaning buckets where there's Clorox and all kinds of different cleaning supplies, and we have list available that what would go in there. Normally, when we are going to respond, we do have an email list that people have signed up with. Mm-hmm. And when we are going to go specifically to a spot at a designated time, we send out an email to those on that list. Otherwise, we try to post things a little bit faster on Facebook so that people can find that through a Masters Men group page on Facebook and do that. You mentioned about, you know, giving, you know, a lot of times we do get money for specific areas, but when people give us money just for a general fund of disaster response, we use that to buy different kinds of equipment. We've been very blessed. We started out with one big work truck mm-hmm. when we went to Katrina. We figured out pretty quick that we need to do something different because we got 5 miles a gallon in that big old truck. So we wanted something a little bit different. We were able to sell that, buy us a large pickup and a trailer. Since that time, I've already mentioned the different trailers we have. We have trailers here at the office. Just recently, last year, we were able to purchase a larger pickup. We had a Dodge. Now we've got a big Ford Dually four-wheel drive. And just in the last couple of weeks, we've been able to purchase a skid steer, or what some would call a bobcat. Mm-hmm. These things are worth their weight in gold. They can go in. They've got a grapple on the front of it, a piece of equipment where you can go in and grab trees and brush like that and haul them out of the way. So we're very excited to have that. We're not excited to get to use it, but we're excited if we do have to need it that we can use it. So we're good with that.
And folks can go to the Masters Men Facebook site. They can see a lot of these pictures. They can see sometimes the equipment in operation, especially I think around Waverly and with some of the tornadoes. And you just mentioned it's worth its weight in gold. Really, you can do some things with this equipment, can't you?
Absolutely. What this one piece of equipment can do, it can replace 10 men. Mm-hmm. It's just amazing what it does and how much of a benefit it is for us. Plus, in addition to the trucks and trailers and this piece of equipment, we've got all the chainsaws and wheelbarrows, rakes and shovels, just everything we need, we feel like, when we go in there. But also, in addition to buying the equipment and giving out cards and stuff like that, we have to get there. So we have money for fuel to be able to go and run all the equipment that we've got, the chainsaws and all like that. We try to help buy food and stuff for those that are coming in and work. We were also able a couple of years ago to purchase what we call a mobile command center, which is like a camper type trailer that has a what's called a garage in the back of it, that we were able to put beds down in there. We had a group come to Waverly from South Carolina. We took that down there, hooked up electricity. They were able to sleep in it, have air conditioning, be a little bit more comfortable with that. So that was a great asset to that. And I definitely want to mention the Free Will Baptist Foundation. Mm-hmm. Many people know they give out grants. We've been able to receive a couple of grants. A few years ago, we got one, and we were able to purchase a side-by-side that has a bed on it. We were able to go into areas that you couldn't take, you know, regular car or truck and do some work with that. And then the skid steer we just bought, they were able to give us a large grant for that, and we're so thankful that David Brown and those that work with the foundation were able to help us with all that. You know, it takes funds to do this. And we try to do, you know, be good stewards of what we get.
Absolutely. And so you can sustain yourself. You're not having to go in and people take care of you. By having these resources, you can, the guys can take care of themselves. They can really, and they can take some rest and keep on working.
Exactly. And that's what we want to do. We want to go in and be as self-sustained as we can, mm-hmm. taking in food, taking in and water and the equipment we need so that we're not drawing, you know, and putting more of a burden on the, those that are already there and you know, are encumbered by all that's going on around them. So we want to do everything we can. And I know people often like to donate different items and stuff like that. And some of these items are very useful. A lot of times people want to send in stuff that, you know, after a week or two, there's really no need, in most cases, for clothing. Mm-hmm. You know, everything comes in pretty quick. Water, most of the time, that's already there. A lot of stuff goes to waste that, you know, later goes in there. But we still appreciate people that want to help out like that. Mm-hmm. But again, gift cards and money to where people can, you know, go. And most of the time, most of these disasters are in a limited area. Of course, the hurricanes are a little bit more widespread, but tornadoes usually follow a path. Mm-hmm. Flooding is generally in a more of a local area. So yeah. People can go to the next town to, you know, a Walmart or a Kroger and buy food and buy different things they need. Well, that's where we try to help with that any way we can.
That's great. So I can give in that way. People may be listening and thinking, you know, we could be have a disaster response as part of our church or even better, part of our association. How can they get training in how to do disaster response?
Well, we've done hands-on training in the past, and we're planning on doing something like that. At our leadership conference back in December, we were able to put on a program of how you can be involved. We're looking at our national convention this year of possibly having a program. I'm working with some of our other leaders in this area to develop what can your church do? How can your church help? Not just individuals, but as a church, both if you're in the area, what can you do to assist those that are coming in to help and to help themselves? If you're not in the area, what can the church do to provide you know, help and benefits to those that are there on the ground?
That's great. And we should probably mention some of our local disaster response teams. They're often working with churches non-disaster related. I think we've talked about the Florida situation where the Salem Association is working with a church, and I think they do that some in South Carolina and some of the others. So this equipment, these things that they're often able to have, it's being used in many, many ways. They're being good stewards of it, aren't they?
They are. And one thing we have always tried to promote through Masters Men is be involved locally first.
Yes.
You know, work in your church, work in your neighborhood, and then, you know, expand out from there. And that's what a lot of groups do when there's not a disaster. You know, they're building ramps for people and doing different things like that. So being involved, you know, from the local all the way up through the national is a great plus. And it's a real blessing to be able to go and provide help for people and see that they appreciate that you're there. Mm. I can't tell you, you know, so many stories of people saying, thank you for being here, you know, and you feel like you're just there, you know, working in the mud. But to them, it makes a big difference to them. And we're not just representing Masters Men. We're not even just representing Free Will Bassett, but we're representing Christ. And mm-hmm. we want to be good witnesses while we're there, work hard, but you know, do what we can to advance the kingdom. And we've seen that happen also.
That's great. Well, we really appreciate what you're doing. You're the hands and feet of Christ in those situations. And so thank you for what you're doing nationally and then working with various states and associations. We really appreciate it, Brother Ken.
Well, it's an honor to be able to serve in this capacity. Anybody that wants to get involved, you know, all they got to do is contact us. And it doesn't matter if you can only work one day or you can work a week or, you know, we understand people have lives and jobs and obligations, but anything they can do to help is a help, and it'll be a blessing to them.
Absolutely. Well, and thank you all who've joined us today. We encourage you to like this if you're watching it on Facebook or listening to it there or on YouTube. Share this podcast with others in your church and your community that might be able to use it. And remember, everything we do for the cause of Christ really is a good thing. It helps when we truly do work together. We're better together.